Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today's video is called How to Close Out the Year Strong in Your MLM Business. At the time of making this video, today is November 27th. There's about 35 days left in the year. You may be watching this at a different date, whether there are 100 days left in the year or 20 days left in the year. You can close out the year strong and you should close out the year strong so that you can create momentum, excitement, and rapid growth going into the new year. Now, keep in mind, January, February, and March are typically the biggest months of the year in our industry. So make sure that you are creating some momentum, getting some things in place before those months get here. I have 8 different things you can do to close out the year strong. You don't necessarily have to do all of these things, but maybe you could find 2 or 3 things on this list that would benefit you. So let's get into it. Number one, you want to create or update your names list. I assume you have a master list of all your prospects. If you don't, I encourage you to use Excel or a CRM program and put all of your prospects in one place. You want to add everybody that you've talked to that year, people on your chicken list, people that you haven't approached yet. If you don't have a master list yet, I would recommend that you start with your Facebook account, your email contacts, your cell phone contacts, and your LinkedIn contacts. For most people, that's going to give you at least 3,000 names. So you're going to have a lot of people that you can follow up with, that you can reach out to for the first time. Number two, you want to follow up with your prospects. So think about everybody you've talked to over the past 12 months. Hopefully it's a lot of people. Hopefully it's thousands of people. What I want you to do is I want you to circle back to all of these people prior to the end of the year. And the reason you want to do that is people's situation in life changes. Just because someone said no 30, 60, 90, 120 days ago, it doesn't mean their situation didn't change and they might be ready for what you have right now. So the fortune is in the follow-up. You can use a combination of texting, email, Facebook Messenger, phone, direct mail to follow up with people. What I like to do is I like to do a postcard campaign and mail all of my contacts right around Christmas time or right after Christmas, right before the start of the new year. The next thing you can do is a daily challenge for the rest of the year. Now, some people call this a 90-day challenge. If there's not 90 days left in the year, obviously it's not going to be a 90-day challenge. Maybe it's 10 days, maybe it's 20 days. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to 5X or 10X your activity in your business. If you're currently talking to 2 people a day, start approaching 10 people per day. If you're approaching 5 people per day, start approaching 30 people per day and do that every day for the rest of the year. If you want to triple your income, all you need to do is triple your effort. So level up your activity, come up with some type of daily challenge that you can do for the rest of the year that is revolved around talking to people. Don't confuse busy work with being productive. You should be retailing, recruiting, and team building. Make sure all of your activities are designed around that. Number four, start a mastermind group. Now, this could be a simple Facebook chat with you and a couple of the most serious people that you have on your team. If you don't have much of a team yet, that's okay. You can join your upline or your coach's chat. And the beauty of a mastermind is when 2 or 3 people lock arms and they rub elbows together, it's going to give more excitement. You're going to get motivated. You're going to be able to feed off each other's energy. You're going to be able to share what's working and what's not working, and it's powerful. Napoleon Hill talks about the mastermind principle in his book, Think and Grow Rich. I highly recommend that book as well. But you cannot go wrong by either starting your own mastermind group or joining someone else's. Number five, invite 5 people per day to look at your business or products. And I'm saying 5 here just to be conservative and generous. 5 really isn't even enough. You should be approaching 10, 20, 30 people per day if you really want some growth in your business. 5's honestly not going to cut it. But 5 is better than none, and 5 is better than 2. So at a minimum, starting today for the rest of the year, ask at least 5 people a day to take a look at your products or your business presentation. Number 6, do a YouTube blitz. This is one of the best things you can do. From now until the last day of the year, create a YouTube video and a YouTube reel every day. A YouTube reel is like 15 to 30 seconds. Your video can be 2 to 3 minutes. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just get out your cell phone, make a video, upload it to YouTube. You can do product reviews, business reviews, success tips. You can interview people. You can share testimonials, lots of different ideas. But YouTube is going to give you some added exposure. It's going to help your channel out a lot by posting consistently. And this content is going to work for you 24/7. Number seven, do a social media blitz. Some people are really good with social media. Some people don't use it. But here's the truth. Your prospects are on social media. Even if you don't like it, there are billions of people on Facebook, on these different social media platforms that you could tap into by being on those platforms. So do a blitz. And this is what I recommend you do on Facebook. Do a story, a reel, a Facebook Live, and post on your timeline every day. Post in groups, add new friends daily. If you're already doing those things, double or triple what you're currently doing on social media. Go all in. Do all out massive action. That is the secret in this business. The more you put in, the more you get out. If you do a little bit, you get a little bit. If you do a lot, you get a lot. And finally, number eight is to assess your daily routine. This is something you should do at least once a month. And this is what I recommend you do. Stop doing the things that aren't working. Do more of the things that are working. And keep experimenting with new things that you can do in your business. And even if 8 or 9 out of every 10 things you experiment with don't pan out well, that 1 in 10 will make it worthwhile. But you should always assess your routine, streamline it, fine-tune it, improve it so you can be productive and you can be efficient in your business. I hope you got some value from today's training. What you see here is my blog, onlinemlmcommunity.com. I post new content almost every single day, so make sure you come back to our channel often. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Also, in the description box below this video, you'll see some helpful resources and links that can help you level up your business. I appreciate you watching, and I hope you have a great day.